51. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, and Hammer joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Man, we got the final four going on of Biden madness. You Ain't Black punched its ticket. It is ready to compete in the national championship game, which tips off later this afternoon. But first, we have to find its opponent.
Yeah.
And this is a great matchup. You have until about 3:55 to vote today. That's the cutoff time. We always do it 23 hours from the actual event. So, coming in first, the number four seed. It's made its way through the tournament. It did everything it was supposed to, and it comes at you in three layers. America in a single word.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping, traveling with him. Unless we traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president. I don't know that for a fact.
Three layers. One, it's not a single word. It's gibberish. Two, 17,000 miles playing grab ass with Xi Jinping in the Himalayas. And number three, I don't know that for a fact.
And you would love to know, what was he actually trying to say there?
Right.
What actually took place? Did you lose your place on the prompter? Did you have a brain malfunction?
What were you doing for 17,000 miles with Xi Jinping?
In the Himalayas.
Were you taking some Coors banquet beer and trying to get it to Atlanta? Was it like Smokey and the Bandit, eastbound and down? You had a long way to go and a short time to get there?
So many layers. That one's like an onion. You just keep peeling.
And that's a good one, and that's fine, but we all know on this show, we are happy birthday Velvet people after the huge upset last week, and now Velvet has an opportunity to get to the finals.
Well, let's reset what happy birthday Velvet really is. So competing against America in a single word on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the national holiday, at an event where Martin Luther King III is there, his wife, Andrea, and I can't stress that enough, her name is Andrea, had a birthday. Joe Biden was trying to sing happy birthday to Andrea.
Well, look, my wife has a rule in her family. When somebody's birthday, sing happy birthday. You ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Velvet. Happy birthday to you.
Andrea.
And my favorite part, I've actually watched the clip of this, yeah. And it unfortunately is not in this audio, but when he gets done, he just goes, well.
So that's the matchup. You've got until just before 4 o'clock to get your votes in. Pinned at the top, at Hammer and Nigel. Mm-hmm. The winner takes on You Ain't Black in the national championship game this afternoon.
All right. Now, you have said that Velvet doing very well right now, as it should. Team Velvet, the Kendall and Casey audience,
Everybody loves an underdog.
Yeah, we're in full bowel harvesting mode here on the Kendall and Casey show. And we hope it keeps that up, because we need to send a message to You Ain't Black for the finals. However, you are really screwing Velvet over. You are saying there's not going to be a day of rest in between.
No.
You're just going to roll right back out tomorrow. And Velvet, while You Ain't Black is sitting in a sauna somewhere, Velvet's got to turn around and play again tomorrow.
May I have the floor?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kevin, hit my music. When in the course of human events, you're forced with the decision to play or not to play, we in this country choose to play. Do you want to be somebody that takes life by the horns and grabs it by the cojones and moves on to victory? Or do you want to be one of these mealy-mouthed people that feel like Bill Polian did the right thing by taking his starters out and ruining the perfect season that the Indianapolis Colts had against the New York Jets? No, we will not stand by and let this bullcrap go. When you're on a heater at the blackjack table, do you walk away? No, you keep going. You blow everything that you've had because that's the American way. You don't just walk away and quit and say, I need rest. Rest is for losers and communists. So, today, this this afternoon at 4:48, we're going to have a national championship game. We're going to have the racist statement of "You Ain't Black." We're going to have the winner of "America in a Single Word" or "Happy Birthday, Velvet," and it's going to be the greatest damn national championship this country has ever seen.
That's wonderful.
That's really
amazing. Okay, you sold me. Let's get Velvet across the finish line, and then we will turn right around and we will win the whole damn thing.
Let's do it.
What's coming up this afternoon?
So we got the national championship game, and we're on arrest watch.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Arrest watch in full effect with Donald Trump and the Manhattan court.
Thank you, Hammer. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.